You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, November 22nd, 2018, week 267. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. It's time for America's Sweetheart. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
For America's Sweetheart. Am I ready? Yes.
All right. Give me some facts.
This person likes to tap dance.
I don't know.
This person has played the same character in three different series.
Whoa. I don't know.
This person is a distant relative of Stephen Colbert.
No clue.
This person is one of three actors who has appeared in all 271 episodes of Cheers.
Is it Mr. Ted Danson?
It is Mr.
Theodore Danson?
Edward Bridge Danson III.
Oh, Edward. Yeah, he's been had so many shows, like.
Yeah, because he played the same character in
Cheers,
Frasier, and The Simpsons.
Ah.
And then he also played the same character in CSI
Wait,
New York.
In The Simpsons, he was his character from...
Yeah, from Cheers.
Weird. Okay. Usually they, like, play themselves.
Huh. Yeah. So...
Huh. Yeah, I love Ted Danson.
Yeah, me too. How old is Ted Danson?
Ted Danson. All right. I'm going to say he's got to be...
I'll give you a hint. His birthday is December 29th.
Okay. So he's going to do...
Does that joke ever get old?
No, it doesn't, actually. It helps. I'm going to go with... Man, how old is he, though? So he must be 68 years old.
No. You're close. He's 70 years old.
He's 70 years old? Ah, that should be big news. Everyone should know he turned 70 last
year.
Yeah. Don't remember that, though.
No. December 29th, 1947.
There you go.
He was born in San Diego, California. How tall
is
Ted Danson?
He's tall.
I'll give you a hint. His height includes a half.
Okay. He's tall.
Something and a half.
He's tall, I think. I'm going to say he's 6'2 and a half.
Holy shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's tall. And, like, you can only be so tall.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're, like, you're really tall.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's 6'2 and a half. If you give me the half, I wouldn't have guessed half.
Yeah.
If you didn't say half.
6'2 is pretty impressive still.
Yeah. 6'2 and a half. Yeah, he's a tall guy for...
Do you think he has his own box office mojo page?
Does he do movies? I'm trying to think of Ted Danson like a movie.
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I guess he had it in a movie.
He was in Big Miracles. He was in Hearts Beat Loud.
Does he have a box office mojo?
No.
Okay.
So
it's going to be hard.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's too hard.
It's too hard, yeah. We're really limiting ourselves, too, by being so box office-centric. You picked him anyway, so. What other metric could we go by if there's
okay,
just like
well,
a main
an
TV?
Easy answer.
Is
how
there
about
a TV
that?
Metric?
No.
You can go by? Not really.
He has a cameo, technically, in Saving Private Ryan, but that's his highest grossing film by far.
Yeah.
216 million versus I think number two is at 20 million.
Yeah.
Number three is at like 2 million.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean,
number he's four been on is TV. At half a million.
He's been on TV consistently for like so long.
I know there's one movie with 18 million. It's him and Macaulay Culkin.
Weird.
Getting Even with Dad.
Never heard of it.
And then Pontiac Moon is at 11,000. Yeah, Ted Danson.
Ted Danson.
Oh, tap dancing. He likes tap dancing, Ted Danson.
Ah, is that why he likes tap dancing? He's like, I'm Ted Danson. I need to tap dance.
He's like, I like dancing. I'm Ted Danson. They call me dancing, tap dancing, Ted Danson.
I'm dancing Ted.
Yeah. A lot of movies coming out this week.
Yeah.
Technically, one of these movies came out yesterday.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
The Front Runner, which is a true story of that guy who screwed it up.
Ran for president, 1988.
Who was that against?
Who won?
Bush.
Yeah, Bush won in 88. So, but this was probably the primaries, I guess. I wasn't alive then, so.
Yeah.
Hard to know the politics of that era.
Because he only served 4 years, right?
Yeah, then Clinton.
Yeah. Could it really change things up?
Yep.
Let's see. Election of 1988. I realize that when I Google stuff, I don't talk at all, so it gets really awkward.
Yeah.
But,
like, I don't know what you're doing over there.
I need to talk more when I'm most Googling. Most of
the time. I'm like, I think he's looking it up, but, like, I don't know what to say while he's looking it up. So
let's see. Democratic Party nomination. Gary Hart. And he had an extramarital affair with Donna Rice. Interesting.
Nowadays, if it happened, it's like no one would care.
Yeah, like, he could have raped her.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa, weird. He served in all this stuff, and Barack Obama was like, oh, when Barack Obama was president, he appointed him to like the United States Special Envoy for Northern Ireland and the Vice Chair of Homeland Security Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, Barack Obama was constantly above this guy. Yeah, so. Yeah. This movie looks intense.
Yes.
A lot of political intense movies, they're like, don't forget, like, politics has always been this crazy.
Yeah.
Is that their thing, you think?
I think so, but like, it's a different kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I see like this context, I'm like, it's the biggest thing in that movie, but I'm like, if I put that in the context of today.
It's like a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about? That's who cares?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the weird thing. I keep framing everything back to like, obviously it was crazy, but it's like, I don't know, compared to today, wouldn't be as big a deal.
Creed 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Robin Hood, and The Green Book come out today. Creed 2, I heard it was not as good, but it's still good.
Solid movie, but not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
I heard that about Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Me too.
Also.
I heard someone has a cameo in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Ooh.
Well, a lot of people have cameos in that movie.
Yeah, I'm like, but like the trailer show.
There's an important cameo.
Okay, cool.
Also, I was at the Disney store and I saw the Ralph Breaks the Internet toys.
Yeah.
And there's this gross monster that looks like a slug. Mm. It looks like a Rick and Morty character, honestly.
Hmm.
And I want you to see it and I want your reaction.
To see if it, what I
to think. What you think.
Whoa. Yeah. That is weird.
It literally looks like Morty's face in his boob.
Yeah.
It's like a weird naked slug creature.
I definitely see that. Well, I guess they're trying to show like aspects of the internet
that
without going too far.
Yeah.
With still being a kid's movie.
It looks honestly like, I don't know. It looks like a pervert. It
does look really freaky. But maybe that's what it's supposed to be. Which is weird.
I guess, yeah.
But they are on the internet.
a deluxe figurine set. It's like this weird worm guy.
Why would that be a toy? That's the question. That's
It's in the movie. Apparently, it's.
I know it's in the. Yeah, that it's just.
Well, you don't know. You didn't know before. I didn't know. They don't show it in any trailers.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the bad guy in this movie.
Very creepy. Oh, that's disturbing. Oh,
maybe it's a worm.
We don't know.
Maybe it's like a virus.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh yeah, computer virus.
A worm.
It's gonna wipe out the arcade or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even really know the plot of this movie.
He connects.
They go to the internet for some reason.
He plugs in a router.
Yeah.
To the surge protector.
Yeah.
And that connects everyone to the internet.
Yeah, but why do they go to the internet?
That's what makes no sense to me.
Why does he break the internet? Like he goes viral? Like what?
To no, make he his goes game inside popular the internet.
Again? Make Ralph popular?
No, just
again?
To explore the internet. Classic, like, oh.
Oh, it's not to solve a problem?
I don't think so. What do I don't know anything about this movie. I know as much as you do.
Okay. I feel like they're solving a problem.
I knew a little bit more before the podcast, and now you know exactly how much I know. This weird worm character.
Well, from
in
the
there.
Trailer, he's like, we're going to the internet. Well, I assume, maybe I'm projecting. I'm like, he needs to solve a problem. Why else would he leave the comforts of his arcade?
Because it's like
world?
An unknown thing.
Yeah, don't go there. It's unknown.
Yeah. He doesn't know. He didn't learn the lesson from the first movie where
exactly.
He's like, you break things when you leave.
Yeah, clearly.
Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx.
He said he's not going to be in the next
Kingsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we weren't able to determine if that's because there's like a prequel Kingsman.
Yeah, it's
or
true.
Like, is Channing Tatum Kingsman maybe?
Yeah.
Where it's actually like, maybe he, I don't know. It's, the Kingsman universe is strange to me.
Yeah. And then Green Book is expanding with Mahershala Ali and
Viggo Mortensen.
Where apparently he likes to eat a lot.
In the movie or him
in the
as
movie.
An person?
In person, he likes to drop the N-word.
Yeah. that's not funny, but it's the fact.
I mean,
but it's getting good reviews. I heard the movie's getting good reviews.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Trailer talk time. Toy Story 4. Did you watch the second trailer?
Yes.
I did not.
You didn't see the second trailer?
No. What is it important?
It's cool. I like the second trailer.
More than the first one?
More than the first trailer.
I don't belong here. I love that part. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because it's got some familiar voices.
Oh, Key and Peele.
Yes.
Oh, do you think this is the future of the franchise? This is what they're testing?
I don't know, because they are introducing new character stuff. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is interesting marketing, way to start their marketing campaign,
yeah.
That's for sure. It's throwing me for a loop. I can't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah. That and then Detective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds.
And the
Pikachu
dude
pool.
From
Jurassic World. Also.
Yeah, that movie. Probably more famous than the show that got canceled.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, that looks fun too. On Netflix today, Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Gauntlet, and The Christmas Chronicles. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And what's new on Netflix again? Because we do that every day when there is new stuff on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.